Good morning, Alan. How are you doing?
I'm good, Greg. It's always good to visit with such a famous Nashville personality. So,
well, if you find one, we'll get him to host the show, okay? I mean,
that would be you.
Hey,
that'd be you.
Yeah, so. I tell you what, Murray State. You know, you guys, I grew up a Western Kentucky guy. Both my parents went there. I went to school there. I booed Cal Luther every time he came to Diddle Arena. But I have such respect for what Murray State is. I mean, you want to go the history of Murray State. I've, you know, from Ron Green to, Lord, how much, Lamont Sleets. But Murray State and Dana Ford, of course, I do the TSU basketball games. He said this the other day, and he meant it in a very respectful way, maybe even taking, maybe not a shot at his own program, but it's always Belmont, Murray State, and long, long time Murray State as the bell cow. And if this league's about anything, and no apologies to Jacksonville State because of what they've done in football, but basketball, this is where this league was built, and Murray State's been the bell cow for it forever.
You know, Greg, we're just I'm just so fortunate. I know when I took this job, one of the first things I recognized when I came here was how much passion there was for this program. And so obviously I knew about the winning and the tradition and the championships, but I wanted to see what kind of support, they had, and do people step up and, put their money where their mouth is and help support the program. And that's what's great about it, because they do. And we have good crowds. They support us financially, and they have incredibly high expectations, which makes it a little tough when you're in rebuilding mode for a year or two. But I wouldn't have it any other way. And it's just something that is special for a mid-major in a small college town. But they love their basketball around here, and it just kind of speaks for itself. And we get kids on campus. We've got some great facilities. We just have an opportunity to get them when we get them here, and that's what's exciting. And then, of course, we're in a good league where we can, travel our fans, and we do travel a lot of fans where we go. And so I'm just very appreciative for the opportunity to be here. It's really, really an honor to be their AD.
You know, when I think about Murray State Athletics, I even go back to Mike Strickland, who left there to come to Belmont and build that and everything. But it's just not basketball. I dare say, and I was reading something, maybe it was in your bio, that every one of your coaches have won some kind of championship, either the regular season or the tournament or whatever it takes to get to that next level in the postseason. It seems like across the board you've got championship coaches.
We do. We're fortunate. We tend to – the great thing about our coaches, Greg, is they know what drives the ship, and they know how important basketball is, and they all support it. I mean, you'll see them at the games. You'll see them there all season long. They use basketball to help promote their sports. I think the only one that I've not been able to win a championship yet in is football, and that's a different animal unto itself when you're dealing with great teams like TSU and Jacksonville State and so forth at a basketball school, but maybe someday. But been very fortunate. We've won in soccer the last 3 years. We won volleyball 3 straight years. I've got the best women's golf coach in the country, and Velvet Milkman. She's just outstanding. Softball, we just added it, so I haven't won there yet, but I think we're getting there because we've got a really good group of student athletes and coaches. But other than that, I've been very fortunate. You get good coaches. It starts with that. They've got to be able to recruit and bring in some talent. And you just look for high-character coaches that are going to come in here and be worthy of working for Murray State. And I'm very fortunate to have that.
Murray State Athletic Director Alan Ward with us, University Showcase, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel, here every Saturday morning at Bongo Java. Now, let me ask you this. Are you intended? Did you stay? I know the teams played Wednesday, Thursday at Belmont, got a doubleheader at TSU. Did you stay in town or go back home?
I'm coming back down today to
good.
I always enjoy visiting with Dana. He does such an awesome job. I have so much respect for him, and just a class act. And so I always like to come down and watch. And he's always got such a talented team, giving us so much trouble. They're classic games when we tend to play. I know last year was, but I just have so much respect for Dana. So I always look forward to coming, seeing Dana, visiting with Teresa as well. So I'll be coming back down this afternoon.
Well, good. Come say hello, please, do.
I sure will.
With that, you know, there's one thing that, and I was reading the, I printed off the press release from when you were hired, March 30th, 2005. And, I mean, it's been, what, 12, now 13 years, and you're the one of the longest tenured ADs in the league. What? You're getting old there, man.
I am getting old. I can't keep up with Teresa. No, I'm not calling her old, but obviously she's the veteran in the group, and we rely on her and her wisdom when we're in our meetings. But, you know, I've been fortunate in my career, Greg, to not have to move around a lot. I started at North Texas, and at North Texas I was given opportunity to advance professionally, but we were doing a lot of things there that gave me some great experience. You know, we moved up to 1A, we changed conferences several times, we built facilities, we're adding sports. So all that stuff is good experience for me that I didn't have to move around to get somewhere else. And then obviously being here at Murray for 13 years, that's a pretty long tenure, and I'm just grateful for it. I've been through a number of presidents, but I hope that we're doing it the right way and that we're winning and graduating our kids. And when that happens, you tend to have success and you tend to get support from the administration. And I've had that, and I feel very blessed to be able to say that.
Well, the motto that you put out, 4 years, two goals, wanting every student athlete to leave Murray State with a diploma in one hand and a championship ring on the other, and so competing in the classroom, and I know you're regularly over that 3.0 threshold with your grad rates and all of that, that's not even an issue, but the dichotomy of the student athlete and the student part of it and the athlete part of it. And I think that's what you said. You want them to leave there with a diploma and some kind of championship.
You know, it's a motto that caught on quite a few years ago and is just kind of stuck. You know, it doesn't have to be difficult. There's two things that these kids are here for. They obviously, you know, came to Murray State to play at the highest level of NCAA intercollegiate athletics, but they're missing a real opportunity if they don't earn that degree. And so we push that. We push it really hard. I have some incredible academic counselors. I've got coaches that it's just not talk with them. It's a message that they send about wanting to graduate their kids. And I know that's pervasive across the OVC. People don't talk about it as much as they do the athletic part. You know, we got a lot of coaches and a lot of administrators that work very hard to make sure that those kids graduate and have an opportunity after college to improve their life and put themselves in a different position. And I give them a lot of credit, and we do the same thing at Murray State.
Well, and certainly at the CFSB Center, really one of the premier, and I'm not I don't throw mid-major around as a pigeonhole. I'm a very fond embracer of mid-major sports, quite frankly. But CFSB Center, man, that is about as good as it gets. That's the perfect size building. I know a lot of teams don't like going in there, but, man, you've made that place a tough place to play.
You know, people compare it to Racer Arena and say how tough it was there, and now we've got, you know, about twice as many seats. But it's been nice.
I didn't like Ray. Hey, I'll just stop you right there, Alan. I didn't like Racer Arena. I'll just tell you that now.
I've been told that by a lot of people, actually. But I love CFSB Center. You know, we added the practice facility right next door to it. This week, actually, we're putting in a brand new center hung video board. Should be up in time for next Thursday's game against Moorhead, which I believe is on TV. So we continue to make improvements. You know, it's got to be the bell cow for us for all of our sports. You know, we can't have a kid coming in here and not seeing that our commitment doesn't equal our expectations. And that certainly starts with men's basketball. And CFSB Bank certainly stepped up and made a huge contribution to us to name the facility and be able to build some of the additional facilities to make it one of the top mid-majors facilities in the country. But as I said, there's incredibly high expectations, and I just want to make sure that we're given Coach McMahon and Coach Turner the resources they need to you know, continue those maintain those high expectations and win at a level that our fans expect and are used to.
He's the AD at Murray State, Alan Ward, joining us here this morning. University Showcase presented by Omni Nashville Hotel Bongo Java, the site. The OVC Basketball Championships moved to Evansville this year, And Alan, I'm going to be straight honest with you. Of course I want them in Nashville. I'm right now about six blocks away from Municipal Auditorium. But our show, I do a midday show here with Big Joe Dubin on Channel 4. And we went up and did our show around the OVC Basketball Media Day and got to see the facility, the Ford Center, what they're doing there. And I hate to say it, but I was impressed. And we'll see. I mean, I think change is good. Let's leave it at that. Change is good. Of course, like I said at the preface there, I want it to be in Nashville because it's home. But I understand the move to Evansville. They have really opened their arms, and the facilities and everything they're going about their business, they've done it the right way.
Well, they're working it awfully hard. I think it certainly shows that Evansville knows what to do when a tournament is coming to town, and that is no knock at all on Nashville. I mean, I think the world of Nashville love coming there and playing. Do I like the fact that it's TSU and Belmont in their backyard and the trouble that you all give us? Of course not. But at the same time, it's just an opportunity to go to a first-class venue. It's about the experience that our student-athletes can have, having a championship-type venue to participate in. And as I said, the Municipal was very good to us for a number of years. This is no knock on them, no knock on Bridgestone when we were down there, or the city of Nashville. We know what they mean to us. It's kind of a win-win situation, and we're going to give this a shot and see how it works. I know our fans are excited. We sold a bunch of tickets for it, but Greg, you know, we always travel well. And so whether it's Nashville or Evansville or wherever the heck it is, I'm pretty confident Racer fans are going to find a way to get there. So, I'd encourage everybody to give it a shot. It's Evansville's not that far away. It's centrally located. Our ticket prices are as reasonable as you could possibly find anywhere on postseason basketball, and find a way to get up there to Evansville and watch the tournament. There's some really good basketball that's being played in the OVC. I mean, look at those standings and how jumbled they are up there at the top, and it's going to be an incredible, exciting tournament. I encourage our fans to get up there.
Well, you look at it every year. You know, it's the luxury is to finish in that top two. I know there's no divisions this year, but to get to that, I guess the double bye all the way to the semifinal rounds. But that hadn't helped anybody the last 2 years. Jacksonville State last year, Austin Peay the previous year with Dave Luce and the great run they did from the eighth seed. So it's almost like hockey. It doesn't matter where you're seated; you got a chance once you get in the tournament.
Yeah, you know, I guess the odds would probably say that, you know, you're better off trying to win two games than three games or four games, especially when you're playing back-to-back-to-back. It doesn't happen very often what happens with Austin Peay, and that was an incredible run for an incredible coach. And even though we're huge rivals, I just talked to Coach Luce the other week. He seems to be doing better, and I'm thrilled about that. But what a great run for him during his last year. I still think you're playing for something when you have a chance to win the regular season championship and get a bye and only have to play two games. We're trying to reward the regular season champion. In the past it was the both division champions. But I don't know. I think, you know, either way, you got to show up and play, and you got to hit your shots, and you got to play good defense, or it doesn't matter what you do. You're not gonna advance. And that's the beauty of a basketball tournament, postseason tournament. If you're hot at the right time, you can make something special out of it.
Alan Ward, Director of Athletics, Murray State, been our guest this morning. Thanks, Alan. Come say hello tonight at Gentry Center. Appreciate you joining the show.
Thanks, Greg. I appreciate the opportunity. See you tonight.
All right.